Qui vient tout juste d'ouvrir. On va aller s'approcher de Matthew Pekka. Matthew, this was not the scenario that you were all expecting tonight. We knew that it was a good opponent, and they proved it tonight.
Yeah, it was a good test for us. We learned a lot today. I don't think we were ready to play. We gave up a couple too many on my rushes, and you know, we started well in the 2-0 lead. We thought we were in a good spot regardless, but we didn't come up ready to play in the second period. So it's a good learning experience for us, and you know, it's a short memory to play tomorrow, so which is a good thing.
This was really the main factor of this game, even though you were down 2-0 at the end of the first period, but you had your chances at the end. Barber missed a chance, an open net chance at that time. When you came back, what could explain what happened at the beginning of the second?
Like I said, I thought we were in it. We had a lot of chances. We were doing the right things offensively in transition, but I think it was just, you know, a couple turnovers. They're such a good transition team and off the rush, and I don't think we respected that enough early on, and then maybe we respected it a little too much later on in the game. So we were a little bit out of sorts today, and like I said, all that stuff could be fixed and could be avoided. I thought, you know, our effort was there, but we got to be better tomorrow.
Chemistry, he can still operate with you and Charles on the power play?
Always.
Can you give me your assessment of your season so far?
It's tough. It's early. I think I'm doing a lot of the right things, but you could always be better. And we're winning games, which is great. You know, when you're having team success, individual success will come, and I think we're buying into that a lot. Everybody's kind of playing for each other, so if we keep doing that, everything's going to be good individually for the guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.